Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Set Intentions, where we talk about the Word of God and how it helps us succeed in our day-to-day life and business. I'm your host, Smetheus, and today we're going to be talking about the topic of patience. So as we do with every single episode, we're going to start off with defining what it means in the Bible. In the Bible, patience is presented as a virtue, a fruit of the Holy Spirit, and a key element of Christians' character, encouraging believers to endure trials, wait on God, and cultivate love and understanding in their relationships. On a deeper look at the biblical concept of patience as a fruit of the Spirit, it describes patience as one of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, alongside love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In Galatians 5:22-23, it lists patience as a key characteristic of those who are led by the Spirit. The Bible encourages believers to be patient with others, especially those who are difficult or challenging to love. In Colossians 3:12-13, it urges believers to clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In 1 Corinthians 13:4, it states that love is patient. Patience in trials and waiting. The Bible teaches that trials and waiting periods can be opportunities for spiritual growth and the development of patience. In James 1:3-4 states that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. In Romans 12:12, it encourages believers to be patient in tribulation. And in Psalms 37:7-9, it advises to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Examples of patience in the Bible are through a couple of people. For example, Jesus is presented as a model of patience, enduring suffering and persecution with unwavering faith. Abraham's faith and patience are highlighted as he waited for God's promises to be fulfilled. And Job's perseverance through immense suffering demonstrates the importance of patience in the face of adversity. The reason I wanted to talk about the topic of patience for today's episode is because I believe that patience is a very important characteristic trait to have as a leader. The reason that this is because when you are a leader, you're going to have many other people who are following you, and everyone's going to be at different levels when it comes to their level of capability and skill when following you. Especially as a leader, you will be more skilled at certain things than they are. So for example, if I know marketing and I have years of experience in marketing, but someone is just starting off on their journey of marketing, I'm going to have a way bigger skill set and more developed skills than they are. And if I'm their leader, there's going to be a gap between me and that person. And if you have several people that you're working with who there are gaps between you and them, it's going to require patience for you to be able to kind of stretch yourself to meet them where they're at. They're not supposed to meet you where you're at. You have to meet them where they're at. That's what a good leader would do. A good leader would meet them where they're at and not have other people come to them, because it'll take a lot more to pull a person than to push them or to walk alongside them. And the reason that that requires patience is because you're going to have to work through however it takes them to work through what they need to get through. So for example, like teachers with students, right? The teacher has a college degree in education. They're teaching you, they're teaching students how to learn a certain topic, a certain subject. The students have no experience with that. The teacher has to have patience that the student is going to learn eventually, because the harsher that a teacher is on a student, like let's say where they were to reprimand them or to tell them that they're not ever going to understand it, or to basically make them feel bad. If a teacher were to make a student feel bad, the student is going to be more reluctant to learn because they're going to feel like they're not capable of doing it. But if a teacher shows patience and therefore grace to someone, they're more likely to learn it because they're given that space to learn it. They're given the opportunity to learn it nonetheless, because no one is quitting on them. And I think it's important to have patience as a leader, because you can't quit on your team. Like, you can't quit on your business, but you can't quit on your team, because then your team is going to quit on you. So you have to be able to have the patience to meet people where they're at, especially if you want to get them to get to where you're at in the long run. This is a very important trait to have, because when you're training people, that's another example of when you need patience, right? As a business owner, you can't do everything yourself. You're going to have to delegate some things. So it's important that you have patience for people to get through the training process, because if no one ever gets through the training process, you're going to be stuck doing everything yourself. You're never going to have any properly trained people to take over those positions that you need to be taken over, because you don't have patience enough to meet people where they're at. There's a really good example of a story I heard about a leader. It was this boss for an office space, and the boss is aware that they do not like when people are late. Like, that's like their number one pet peeve. They know that it upsets them. They get so angry when people are late. One day, an employee is just super late. They're like an hour late to the office. They get there, and the boss could either respond in one of two ways. In one way, the boss is like, oh, this is my trigger. This is not something I like. I've mentioned it before. I do not like when people are late. You're fired immediately. Just fires the person, doesn't even think twice about what the person has been going through, and now they're short one employee. Versus the other way that they could respond is knowing that, okay, I get triggered when people are late. I don't like people are late. But nonetheless, this is not about how I feel when people are late. This is about, I need to create the space to understand why was this person late in the first place, and just to have a better understanding of what's actually going on. And it's not just about you as the boss. So then he therefore asks them, hey, why were you late? The person saying, oh, it was train delays. Like, it was things out of my control. I couldn't really make it. Okay, great. There's a better understanding. Now you've created a space for someone to feel safer, to open up to you about things that they're struggling with, whether it's lateness in travel or getting to the job site, or maybe they're not understanding how to complete a certain task or a project, as opposed to just not having the patience and giving up and like quitting and just never creating that space for other people to grow or to meet or to open up about anything. It's allowing it to happen. And as a leader, it's very important to have a safe space around you, because people are going to naturally want to follow you, but where are they following you to? And are you going to make people regret following you? I think it's also a very important fruit of the spirit, because patience allows you not only to have it with other people, but with yourself. I think it's very important to practice really good character traits as a leader with yourself first and with other people, because if you can lead yourself to do good things like have self-control, show compassion, be gentle, be kind, have patience, have mercy, have grace with yourself, the way you uphold yourself is going to be completely different than someone who doesn't have any of those traits. Someone who doesn't have any of those traits will struggle with getting up in the morning, having a routine, being successful, being a leader, completing their tasks, because they don't have any fruits of the spirit that then for lead to being strong, being a strong leader. But someone who does have fruits of the spirit, in exemplifying the fruits of the spirit, other people are going to have confidence in them. Other people are going to have faith in them because of their fruits. It's not about their gifts. They could be the most talented person in the world, but if their fruits are not right, it doesn't matter, because they're not going to be a good leader. They're just going to be a gifted person. But if their fruits are right and they are gifted, it's just going to amplify everything around them. It's going to bring more and more abundance. So it's important to have patience as a leader, one, to ensure that you're creating space for everyone around you to follow, two, to ensure that the people who want to follow you can equip themselves and train themselves to get there. Another reason being patient as a business owner is important is because it allows room for growth. And growth is very important with business because, as you all know, if you have this new business, it's a seed. So the day you plant the seed is not the day that you see the fruit, right? Like a bamboo plant, for example, a bamboo plant is something that you plant in the ground and you water it, water it, water it, water it, water it. You could water it for 3 years and you'll probably only get like a little stump of growth. You won't even really see much growth in 3 years. But then after 3 years of watering it, it sprouts up 70 feet. But why is the bamboo plant even able to sprout up 70 feet? It's because it's been building its foundation through the roots underneath. And it needs to have strong enough roots in the ground to hold up 70 feet of bamboo plant above the ground. And that is what patience, that's a really great example of what patience does, is if you have patience with yourself, you're allowing yourself to strengthen your roots. If you have patience with others, you're allowing them to strengthen their roots. And if all of you have this patience with each other to grow, you're going to have an entire harvest. You're going to have things that are multiplied in several years, where right now it may be a slow season, but in a couple years, it's going to go fast. It's just going to sprout up. It's going to be very abundant for you, but you have to get through those slow seasons first. Also, having patience is really great because, as opposed to cutting off opportunities that you'd otherwise have, you're allowing yourself to wait for them to come in a posture that is loving, it's kind, it's graceful, in a posture that lets other people also know, just from seeing you and how you respond to it, that it's okay to wait for something. It's okay before it takes time for something to happen. Not a lot of people value delayed gratification. Just like, we're so used to having instant gratification in this generation where everything has to happen immediately. Like, oh, I just posted a photo, I'm going to get likes immediately. And then after that, you have to post another photo before you get more likes. And that's just instant gratification. Where delayed gratification is completely different. Delayed gratification is I do something today and I don't even know if I'm going to see the fruit of this until years later. But the fruits of it years later have a lot more value and a lot more reward than the instant gratification, because it's the game of longevity. It's not just a short-term game. And when you run a business, you don't want your business to just be something short-term. You want it to be long-term. You want to leave a legacy. You have to get used to waiting the long game. You have to get used to waiting, to having that delayed gratification, because it's not a right now thing. When you're building a skyscraper, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to build a very firm foundation, and then you can build the rest of the building. There's other things that go into it, but the same thing with having a business is you're going to have the idea, you'll have your blueprint, your brainstorm, your planning, but then you need a firm foundation. And what is a firm foundation for any business? It's the business owner. That is the firm foundation of the business. Because you could take a business and you could put it anywhere in the world, but if the business owner, if the operators of the business are not firm in how they operate the business, it's going to crumble. There has to be a standard procedure for a business. And if you as a business owner have the standard procedure of working as someone who has the fruit of the spirit, therefore the business is going to operate as business that is providing people goods and services from the fruits of the spirit. For example, a good business owner could move around the world and be like, okay, I'll start a business here and there. Why can I go from 0 to 100 like that? Because I've worked on patience. I've worked on my compassion. I've worked on grace. I've worked on being gentle and kind. I've worked on all of these fruits that no matter what happens, no matter what storm hits, I still have a firm foundation in Christ, because I have the confidence that I've been led here to do this specific thing for a reason. And I've been told to do this specific thing for a reason. And it doesn't matter where I am or what's happening, it's going to happen regardless. And everything is always going to look different. One culture is different from another culture, is different from another country, is different from another language, is different from another industry. But foundationally, having that faith and confidence that you can endure anything and it's going to succeed nonetheless because God put it in your heart, because you have that faith, then you can get through anything. You can change your industry from selling sneakers to making music because you know that you've been called to do it and you're capable of doing it. And you have gone through all the processes of delayed gratification. Like some people say, making the first $1 million is hard, but after that, it's easy. Why? Because you did it for the first time. Find those seasons where you have to wait a long amount of time or you need a lot of patience. Think about that as making your first million. Think about that as building your roots in the bottom before you sprout your tree upward or your bamboo plant upward. This is the perfect time for you to strengthen everything happening within. The perfect time for you to work on your character traits, the perfect time for you to work on your leadership skills, the perfect time for you to prepare your entire business for an abundance of clients to come in. The waiting season is the perfect season for you to serve and for you to learn how to serve and develop your serving. How do you become a better host? For myself, for example, how could I become a better consultant? How could I become a better creative director? How could I become a better social media strategist? How do I develop all of these things in my waiting season that I have confidence I can do? And I'm doing it nonetheless because I have patience to wait. If I have no patience, I would say like, this didn't work out right away like I wanted to, I quit. Marketing is something that's not going to happen. Like it's not going to hit off every single time and it's not going to happen so consistently. Marketing is a lot of tests and trials. Marketing is a lot of like, try this, see if it works. Try this, see if it works. Okay, this works. Maybe what works now is not going to work later. Or what didn't work then is actually going to work now. Because I've seen plenty of songs that had come out like 6 years ago. Guess what? It's number one in the charts today. That's delayed gratification. That's planting a seed and building something before. And it takes years before it actually comes to a fruition and brings you a sense of abundance and a whole bunch of open doors and opportunities. And that's what it's going to take. You never know where or when something that you do is going to take off. You absolutely do not know. But if you have confidence and you have patience that what you're doing is it's actually truly called upon you in your heart to do, you're going to do it. You're going to execute it like it was God given to you. God told you, hey, do this XYZ, do it. And then you're just going to take off with it and you can leave it there be and just know that when the right time is to come to use it, it's going to be the right time to use it. Like those dads who have like random things in the garage. You're like, why do you even have all of this? And then this random time comes up where you need that one specific thing and the dad has it in their garage because they were waiting for this specific moment because they never knew when it was going to happen, but they're ready. And as they say, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And I think that a really great way to show God that you trust him and that you're grateful for him and that you love him and that you're faithful to him is being patient, because you know that even though he's asking you to do something now, it's going to work out for the benefit later. Like Noah, for example. Noah's a great example of someone in the Bible who before the storm had come, everyone was like, I don't know, this guy seems crazy. I don't know what he's talking about, a storm coming. I don't know what he's building. This goes back to my point in, it doesn't matter what other people's opinions are. It doesn't matter if they validate you. It doesn't matter what the world wants you to do or what the world is telling you is good or what's going to happen or what success is. It's what God tells you is. Because it took a long time before that storm came. But when that storm came, I bet the only one who wasn't regretting listening to the signs of God that he was getting was Noah. Everyone else who drowned in the flood was like, all they had was their own credibility from what they could see by sight, not by faith. So it's so important to remember that you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And what does that mean? That means to have patience from your heart. What does your heart believe? And if your heart doesn't truly believe that you can accomplish what you want to accomplish, you got to work on your heart. You have to work on what's happening inside of your heart and work on what's happening inside of your mind that's leading you to believe that you're not able to accomplish any of these things that God has called you to do. And ask him and pray to him and say, hey, God, can you help me work through this? Can you cleanse me? Can you remind me of your word? Can you remind me of your promises? And even in moments where you don't feel like you hear him, that actually could be an opportunity for you to work on your faith, for you to work on your patience. And that's going to build character. Why? Because there could come a moment where you have been doing so great in your business. And you've just been getting shot after shot after shot after shot, opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And then comes a moment to test your faith. Then comes a moment to test your character. But because you had gone through a season where you weren't getting results right away and you had the patience to wait it out and you were to say, there were so many opportunities for me to go in the wrong direction, but I waited, took a step back and I didn't interact with that. And I waited for the right things to come through. It's not going to be as hard because you're going to be built in that character. You're going to be built in that strength of like, no, it's okay if I miss out on this one. I could have had a win, 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 but I'll lose this one if it means I keep God. I'll lose this if it means it keeps my faith in God. I'll lose this if it means I stay righteous. It could mean anything else to the world. It does not matter. But as they say in the Bible, for what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? It's very important to keep that in mind with patience. It doesn't matter what the world is offering you. It doesn't matter what the world is telling you is possible for you or what should be possible or what you should be doing. That doesn't mean anything. It's about having the right attunement with your soul and your soul with the spirit, and know that God has called you to do something for a reason. And because he believes in you, you can have patience to wait and see it through. He gave you that plant, a little bamboo tree, and all he's asking you to do is water it. Just water it and water it and water it and water it. And one day you will see the fruition to it. There's also many stories in the Bible of people who didn't have the patience to see the fruits of what they have been planting. And they died before they received the blessing. So it is possible for you to water something and then because of your doubt, you miss out on the blessing. That's why it's important to be patient and to remind yourself that comes with being patient. I think actually patience is like the number one thing right now that people probably struggle with is patience. Everyone's always so fast and go, go, go and do it now, 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 now. So impulsive. I've come to a point as a business owner and even in my personal life, I don't want to be rushed. I don't want to be pushed to do something very, very quickly. No, everything that's for me won't miss me. And everything that is meant for me will wait for me as it should. But I will also have a sense of urgency, but I'm not going to let outside factors determine my sense of urgency. I'm not going to let other people tell me what I should and should be doing when and when. Like, that's not it. Knowing and having patience means that I'm okay with just not doing it, if that's the case. If you want me to move impulsively or I miss out on the opportunity, I'll miss out on the opportunity. But I will take my time to think about something and I will take my time to think it through, especially because I think now we've kind of forgotten how to talk to God about a decision we make before we make that decision. And I think if we took more time to talk to God about decisions we make before we make a decision, we'd make a lot better decisions. And I think if we had the patience to even talk to God throughout the process and at the end of the process, we have a lot more of a clarity and opening of like, oh, wow, this was such a great thing to go through. This is how God showed me this, this, this. This is where I grew in spirit. This is where I grew my relationship with him. And then you have more gratitude. And then when you win, it's not just something that's in the past, like, okay, well, what's next? It's like, no, that was really great. And I could still be in awe of what happened. All of that patience that I had to endure in order to get through that, I can still carry that with me. Just because something has passed doesn't mean that you can just let it go and then expect the next blessing. Like, No, actually, I think patience also requires you to really be able to hold something for a long time. So if you can hold the suffering for a long time, why can't you hold the reward for a long time? Why can't you really bask in that? I think we're so used to just writing things off as done, done, done. What's next? That's also part of the reason why we find ourselves to be very impatient in this world, because everything is so fast moving. But know that that's not how God wants us to function. That's not how the best people in business even do their business. I think if they are moving fast, it's because they do have a sense of trust. But sometimes it takes time to build trust. And I think it's better to take time to build trust than to just automatically trust things, because that's how you get hurt. And I think it's important to have discernment. And those are things that you build yet again with patience. Like, patience is such a great foundation to have as a business leader, because patience is going to allow you to know and discern, okay, what's right, what isn't right, what's worth waiting for, what isn't worth waiting for, and like, wait on God. Very important to wait on God, especially when you have a business. So with that being said, I hope you all set intentions, give yourself a little bit more grace, and you have more patience than you normally would. Push yourself past your normal threshold of patience. That's the challenge for the week. Push yourself past how patient you would normally be, and watch how much you grow in spirit. Watch how much you grow as a leader. Watch how much more comes in through the door when you just hold it open a little bit longer. I'm your host, Sweetie Savignon, and I will see y'all next week.